Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. I'll be your host this morning. This is Greg O from 95.7 The Spot. So check me out when you can. I'm on Monday through Friday. I host the entire day. It's a great radio station. You'll love the music. I'm also a big motorcyclist. And this morning we have a very special guest. I know you probably won't be able to connect the two, motorcycles and a nun. I've got Sister Roseanne in here from Villa de Mattel as we get ready for the big 20th anniversary nun run motorcycle ride. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning to you.
Oh, you're full of energy.
Absolutely. It's a great morning.
And she admitted she hasn't had a bite to eat yet. She's a medical doctor. Sister, you're a medical doctor.
That's correct.
Where did you, before we get really into this, where did you study and get your degree and all that?
University of Texas in San Antonio with my residency in Waco at the family practice program there.
And was that prior to you deciding that you wanted to join the convent and become a nun?
No, that's my third nun career.
Really? You did it while?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, you meet people like yourselves that are so worldly and intelligent. You could do so many things. Why hang out with a bunch of dirty bikers?
Oh, bikers are wonderful people. Bikers are the most generous, well-meaning people in the world. The conception of the Hell's Angels is purely conception. All the bikers I know would give you their shirt off their back and their do-rag if it would help someone else.
I represent that remark. I appreciate that a lot. First of all, let's talk about, your what do you call it, a convent?
Or that's a good name for it.
Is that what you call Villa de Mattel?
Villa de Mattel is our convent headquarters.
Yes.
So that's where the sisters from our group of nuns call a congregation. That's our headquarters. So we call it the convent or, headquarters for the nuns.
Yeah. And your order, particular order is?
Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word.
I see. And this is where we get into Christus Health Foundation.
That's correct.
So before we talk about the actual motorcycle ride and how to sign up, and please hang out for that because it is the most fun on two wheels you're going to have. Tell us a little bit about your mission here with Christus Healthcare and Foundation.
Well, we are Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word, and Christus Health is one of the ministries of our congregation. And in Houston area, most of you will probably remember St. Joseph's Hospital, which originally was one of our sisters' ministry, which we eventually divested ourselves of. So now our ministry consists of service to the underserved, and especially related to the nun run, to children in schools who have little access to health care.
St. Joe's, was that in the downtown in the Heights?
That was the downtown St. Joseph's.
I want to say that's where A.J. Foyt was born, if I'm not
mistaken. That's where a whole lot of Houstonians were born. A
lot of Houstonians. So you help children in underserved neighborhoods with all kinds of things, including medical?
That's correct. The nun run specifically targets the children in our inner-city Catholic schools, which are called cross schools. And those are schools that are too small to have their own nurse or their own medical or, nursing people to help out. So we do things like the vaccines, their screenings, referring them for further care to other places that they need to go. Counseling as well. So we provide those services to families who otherwise probably couldn't get them.
And this is where the nun run, the motorcycle ride, comes into play. Because is this one of your biggest fundraisers throughout the year?
For our schools, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And where did the idea to do a bike ride come from? What was the genesis?
The genesis came from me going home and scratching my head going, I need money. How am I going to get money? The original nun run was conceived for a Christmas party for children at one of our clinics, and I needed to get presents. So I went home and told one of our other sisters that I needed money. And she was talking to her brother in California on the phone. Her brother was a big biker.
Yes.
And so he says on the phone, tell her to ask the bikers. So we said, what? So he said, well, do a bike ride. And we went, we don't know anything about a ride. So we had, there was, actually the CEO at St. Joseph was a biker, and the volunteer director was a biker. So they put their heads together and sort of told us who we could ask. We knew another person who had done some runs in the past, so we all sat down and went, we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you're talking about Sister Danann, right?
Sister Danann was the other sister, and then, you know, we both talked to other people who knew somebody, and we had actually a group of bikers called the Retreads. They're the over 50 bikers, over age 50, and they were the ones that sort of helped us conceive and put together this ride.
Before we go any further, let's put the website out there so that people can go and see where, you know, what's happening and maybe sign up immediately. Is the sign up open?
Sure is.
Yeah, well, let's get people going right now, 4 minutes, 5 minutes into this interview.
Okay, well, the best place to go is at our Christus Foundation website. So that's Christus, Christus, foundation.org.
Now, Sister, I did a couple things. First of all, I got my teeth clean for this interview, just for you.
Oh, good.
Shiny whites, pearly whites,
ooh,
because cleanliness is next to
godliness.
Amen. And I also, I thought you'd think I was a snazzy dresser today because I have my...
That's a good year for a shirt now.
Yeah, the Nun Run t-shirt from the 19th anniversary.
That's correct.
And this year, we're celebrating 20 years. This will now be my... Is it my third or fourth? But I've done quite a few of these already, and it's really a great time. And we've given you the website, so all you motorcyclists out there, fellow bikers, start spreading the word, spread that link, and let's get some signups this morning so that we can blow it out and have the biggest one ever so far. Sister, did you ever think that the Nun Run would become a 20-year tradition?
No, there's only about three people who have done all 20 rides. And two of them are Sister Danann, the other sister that helped me, myself, and a couple of staffers who have been there ever since. We've done it through the hurricanes. We've done it through Harvey. We've done it through COVID. We've done it. And we have shirts from every year.
My goodness. What was one of the craziest stories that you ever encountered with a... With a year where you had to do it in, I won't say H-E double toothpicks or high water, but...
Yes. Well, I think one of the most interesting years was the year that it rained during the ride. So we actually started out dry. That year we went to Galveston to Moody Gardens. I got off the bike and we took off our shoes and we actually dumped water out of our shoes. The people at Moody Gardens felt so sorry for us, they gave us towels. They just brought out towels and here, dry off, take off your shoes, dry yourself off. So that was probably one of the most interesting. You know, we've done it in really cold weather. We've done it in hot weather. We sweated. You know, we had to change the date because of hurricanes. So, you know, we've been there, done that.
By the way, did you notice what Sister Roseanne said? She said, when I got off the bike, that's something to pay attention to because... They've got the nuns at Villa de Mattel. They get on the back of motorcycles and they ride. One year I rode, I don't know if it was Sister Rika or I think it might have been, but it was the safest ride I ever had.
Well, I can tell you an interesting story. Last year we have a sister that's 92. She wanted to ride and they said, no, sister, you're too old to ride. So without telling anybody, she went around, found herself a biker who had a sidecar and said, take me. Next thing we know, she's sitting in the sidecar with her helmet on. I'm going. She rode.
Wow.
So, and she was very proud of herself when we got to Topwater and saying, I did ride and I loved it and I'm doing it again next year.
I know it. I tell you what, once you get out in the wind, it's hard to go back. How many bikes did we have last year? Because last year was a record year, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't the most we ever had, but it was a good year. We had over 200 bikes, and we had about 25 sisters riding with the bikers.
Yeah, amazing. Now, when you get that many motorcycles in a group, maybe you tell a little bit about how we keep it safe.
Well, safety is one of our biggest concerns, and we've always been known for having a very safe and efficient ride, and it's all down to the Blue Knights. For those who don't know, the Blue Knights are a motorcycle group of safety officers, policemen, sheriffs, constables. They all come together, and one of their ministries every year is to escort us for the ride. And they are the best group of guys and gals that you ever want to know. So they've been our patron saints for the whole 20 years. And unfortunately, the person who started it, Officer Adolf, passed away this year. So he's going to be one of the people that we remember specially for this 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, Jeff Tippett is the president of the local chapter of the Blue Knights here, and he's an awesome guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be there.
Oh, Jeff will definitely be there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Another thing, tell people about how the timeline of events, like what time will we show up? First of all, let's give them the date.
Oh, well, October 19th. And, the official registration starts about 8:30, but bikers are like nuns. They show up early. If the gates open at 7, there's bikers coming through my gates at 7.
And you know why that is. We like to stand around, drink coffee, and talk about our motorcycles.
That's exactly right. So just to say, it's located at Villa de Mattel, which is at 6510 Lawndale in Southeast Houston. That's our mother house, our headquarter properties. So it's 60 acres, so there's lots of parking. It's very safe to bring your bike and leave it. So I know, nobody can touch a biker's bike because it might make a scratch. So it's there, and I think the registration actually, like I said, it's supposed to start at 8:30, but bikers are there. We have complimentary breakfast and coffee and walking around, and we usually have some sort of entertainment. And last year you all helped with leading a line dance just to entertain everybody while we were there.
Yeah, and sister, wait, we did a dance. What was that dance last year? I forget the name of it. It's got a special name, but...
Don't ask me. Yeah. I always say that don't ask me anything that happened that day because I'm not going to remember.
I know. It's so busy. I watched you. Yes. It's so busy. You're running from here to there. But I will ask you, who won the dance competition last year? I just want to know.
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say?
No.
Well, I thought it was me.
I thought it was too.
And I don't dance very well, so.
No, but you had a lot of support. I saw a lot of nuns and a lot of bikers getting in that line with you.
The other thing that happens at 6510 Lawndale, Villa de Mattel, which is a picturesque and gorgeous campus, if I can use that term, is you do generally flu shots.
Oh, yes.
That day, and they're free.
Absolutely. All you have to do is roll up your sleeve and put out your arm.
Yeah,
that's one of the things we do offer so that people that haven't had an opportunity to go to their own doctors or, just want to just pop in and get it for free while they're there, go right ahead. And we haven't lost anybody yet, so it's pretty safe.
Yes, go to the website. Go one more time, sister, that website so we know.
Christus Foundation, and Christus is Christus, foundation.org.
And this year, we are riding to Topwater Grill again?
In San Leon.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's beautiful there because it's right on the water. And then a lot of bikers like it because they can go on to Galveston. They can go to the other local bars in the area. They're the biker places that they want to make their next stop at. So it's very convenient and makes for a whole fun afternoon.
Yeah. I remember last year. I'll bring my glasses this year. We got to the end of the ride. And sister says, come on, Grego, come up here and help me do some giveaway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you had trouble reading.
I couldn't read a damn thing because I didn't bring my glasses. We are with Sister Roseanne, who is the head of the nun run at Villa de Mattel, Christus Foundation for Health, which really does beautiful work in H-Town, helping the underserved with many, many different things that they wouldn't have access to otherwise. And it's a worthy cause. Sister, where do you see this ride going in the future?
Well, we definitely aren't riding into the sunset.
Hey, good answer.
We see it growing. The biker groups have changed. When I first started, we had a lot of biker clubs.
Yes.
And some of the clubs, that sort of era is gone, but we still have a lot of people committed to ride. So, for families, for groups, if you have your own little ride group, You know, we do give a prize for the group that brings the most riders from their group. There's always other competing events in the fall, but, you know, it's a fun time. You do get free breakfast. You get free lunch. You know, it's $40 to register, $40 per person per rider. If you're not a rider, you just want to come enjoy it, you can pay $40 and have lunch with us. So we feel that is, and then we have underwriters that underwrite our different, well, you know, like the shirts and the ride pins, so that your donation actually goes to the children. It doesn't go to pay for the shirt or the ride pin or lunch.
Yeah, that's a great point, because, you know, we're really talking specifically to motorcyclists that will want to join this ride. But, you know, hey, if you want to make a donation to help out these children, I mean, and you don't ride a motorcycle, you can go to the website and do that as well.
Yeah, because we have a lot of people that are friends and just say, we want to come along. We want to watch. We don't want to ride. So it's like, fine, you know, we'll be glad to have you, because the more the merrier.
Yeah, it's such a good time. I mean, you know, the ride through Pasadena, you know, I'm sorry, not this isn't a slam, but, you know, you hold your nose past the refineries, and then you make the right on 146, and you take it down all the way. Sister, what else do you want to share about this event, which we're so excited for, October 19th?
That's
and
correct.
We will show up early and be there for you. What else is about the Nun Run that is a standout in your mind that you want people to know about?
Well, I think number one, the fact that it's lasted 20 years makes it a viable event. It's very safe, very family friendly. You can be part of it riding and not riding. We want you to be able to have a good time, bring your friends. It's all, you know, it's one of the safest rides. Everybody that rides with us says they really enjoy it because it's so safe and so fun. So, you know, I always say this is the only fundraiser I can go to without having to get dressed up.
Yeah. I would say, you know, when you talk about a motorcycle ride, this is more of a, in the vernacular that we use, this is more of a putt. You know, we take our time and we go safely and slowly to our destination. Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't be happier being a part of this for the number of years that I have been, and it's always fun. And I seem to bring more people with me every year. You know, they want to show up with and ride.
And, you know, that's the other thing that's so nice, is people like you are generous, giving your time, giving your energy, and, you know, inviting other people, because there's only a certain number of bikers that I know, but everybody knows somebody else. So, you know, people like you who are able to spread the word just makes it much, much easier to help the children that we're trying to help.
Yeah. Very good. Well, sister, we're looking forward to it. I will be there. I got a siren on my motorcycle.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I don't have a passenger seat, but I got a siren.
Oh, well, good.
And I like to use it, so we'll...
And you can join the Blue Knights. They like their sirens, too.
Well that's what the Jeff is and I are talking about then.
Oh, okay.
He wants to be an honor. He wants me to be an honorary member, and I'm thinking about...
Make him give you a jacket and a patch.
Yeah. That's a must, yeah. You know. But Sister Roseanne from Villa de Mateo, and the Nun Run October 19th. Thank you for being here. You mentioned a couple of your underwriters. Do you want to give them a plug on the air so that they can say they heard their name on the radio?
Well, our biggest presenting sponsor is Stellar Bank. So that's the one I'm going to give a shout out to this morning. And then shout out to all of you who come and participate. And, you know, I don't want to start naming names because I'm going to forget somebody and then somebody's going to be upset.
So, I know.
So, go to the website. You can see our underwriters there. You can see them from last year. If you find a shirt, look at the back of the shirt. I'll tell you everything you want to know. Come buy a shirt. Then you'll know for sure by yourself.
The shirt's a big part of it. I love the shirts, and I keep them all.
We have people who actually just come for the shirt. So, we're proud of our shirts. And like I said, this year, because it's a 20th anniversary, we're going to have a shirt parade.
Oh, excellent.
And we'll tell about each year and you know, some of our I'm going to say famous and unfamous people who have been with us. One of, I want to say, is Archbishop Fiorenza, who was our sponsoring priest for many, many years. And he had to be coaxed to ride and didn't want to do that too much. So, but, you know, people like him who were very, very faithful. Yeah. So we're going to remember those people like Officer Adolf, people who really helped us get started and helped us along the way. Yeah. And all the new people, you know, like, you know, that picked it up.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have fun doing that this year.
Come for the shirt, stay for the fried shrimp.
That's exactly right. And nobody's turned down Topwater fried shrimp that I know of.
And you know, it's beautiful when you pull out of Villa de Mattel on that beautiful sunny morning on October 19th. You got a hotline to heaven, maybe? You can.
And I'll ask for cool weather, too.
We get a blessing on
That's
the way
true.
Out.
You do.
Which is beautiful. A motorcyclist could always use a blessing.
That's right.
The Nun Run 20th anniversary, it's a big one. And if it's your first one, hey, nice job. You stepped in on a big one. And that's October 19th. And one more time, sister, give people that website. You're going to sign up right now, folks.
Christus. Christus Foundation, all one word, .org.
ChristusFoundation.org. When I'm on the air and I promote it, I always say Christ Us, right? Christ Us Foundation.
That's correct.
.org.
You got it.
Sister Roseanne, thanks for being here on Eye on Houston this morning. This is Greg O. Thanks for listening to our segment.